No shade of lipstick will cover up the problems at Revlon. The 90-year-old cosmetics company has filed for bankruptcy. And while it plans to reorganize, Revlon faces an uphill battle with supply chain problems and keeping up with modern consumer preferences. Michael Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News, and he is here with us now. Mike, welcome.
Thanks, Peter.
Just a couple guys talking about lipstick here. let's talk about supply chains, though. A lot of companies have a hard time getting products shipped to the United States and onto store shelves. What's the problem with Revlon?
So, you know, Peter, they did blame supply chains as part of the reason that they filed for bankruptcy. And as you pointed out, that's certainly a problem for almost every company these days. But they didn't actually go into much detail about the specifics with that. And there's a much bigger story surrounding Revlon. This company has basically just been a corporate soap opera for years now, ever since Ron Perlman bought it really in the 1980s when he financed the purchase with junk bond financing. And in recent years, especially, they've made some very unusual maneuvers to try to avoid default and bankruptcy. And sort of the craziest twist in this soap opera actually came when one of its banks, Citigroup, they accidentally sent out $900 million in repayments to Revlon's creditors. It's what's known as a fat finger. They did not mean to do that. But that there's been this massive legal fight between Citigroup and the creditors and Revlon to try to for Citigroup to get that money back. So if you add it all up with all the litigation and all this debt, the supply chain issues are kind of just the final straw that broke the camel's back. And Revlon has really been struggling to avoid this fate for many years now.
I can think of a few other problems as well. Sales fell more than 20% in 2020, along with the pandemic. People were staying from home, at home, working from home, maybe not using cosmetics as much. Also, what about influencers? Instagram influencers and social media having an impact on this company?
Right. Well, so for the pandemic, you're right. It's absolutely hurt sales for them. And it came at a bad time for them. If you go back to that enormous debt pile they have, they just taken out in 2016, $2 billion of loans to fund the purchase of Elizabeth Arden. And as far as influencers and startup brands, that's a major source of competition for Revlon. You have new brands like Kylie Jenner's Kylie Cosmetics and Rihanna's Fenty Beauty, which have really, you know, laser focused on that younger social media type of audience. And it's something a lot of analysts say, you know, is a major competition for Revlon, that they have not been able to sort of, you know, follow into that social media influence marketing campaign type of thing, as well as these new brands have.
Just less than a minute here, Mike. I wonder if this is not a harbinger of things to come. There's inflation, high interest rates, potential recession coming. I mean, do you think that we might be on a cusp of new bankruptcies?
I think it's safe to assume that there will be an uptick in bankruptcies, and the credit markets where corporate bonds trade are suggesting, you know, there is some trouble ahead. I think it all depends on whether or not this inflation that the Federal Reserve is trying to snuff out with higher interest rates, it's all about how long that lasts and whether that eases anytime soon and the Fed is able to stop raising interest rates so aggressively.
Mike Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thanks so much and have a great weekend, Mike.
You too. Thank you, Peter.